Hello, and welcome to the Big City Mountaineers 20th Anniversary Audio History Project. Today, we are interviewing Skip Yowell, co-founder of JanSport and longtime supporter of Big City Mountaineers. In this interview, Skip talks about how he first got involved with BCM and his favorite moments on BCM courses.
About 15, 16, 17 years ago, Jim Kern Sr. came to a outdoor retailer trade show that was in Reno in the Hilton Hotel. And Jim had kind of an album with some photos in it. And he said, could I get just a few minutes of your time? He said, I know you're really busy, but I've got something I'd like to talk to you about. And so I said, sure, sit down. And so Jim went into the explanation of how he started Big City Mountaineers and taking his son and another young boy out to Colorado backpacking. And his trips at that point were, I think, in the range of anywhere from about four to five trips a summer. And Jim said, we really need some equipment. And so I said, oh, no problem. I'd be glad to give you some JanSport frame packs that would be good, you know, for the young teens. And so sent Jim a dozen packs. Then the next year came back and gave Jim some more gear. And to kind of flash back in my high school days, I was playing during the summer American Legion baseball and was a lifeguard as a job on a lake and had a really busy summer going. And the recreation director came to me and he said, I've got this grade school team that kids are a lot of minorities. They don't have a father that wants to coach the team. Would you consider coaching these young grade school kids? And I said, yeah, I'd be glad to. And so that summer, you know, we'd practice and we won all our games and they had a lot of fun. And it made a really lasting impression on me. And so at a point after seeing Jim and his program, we decided that youth was one of the areas that we wanted to give back as a company and as myself as an individual. And so we thought we'd really get engaged with Big City Mountaineers, both equipment-wise, financially, put a couple people on the board and really help build the brand, per se. And so myself and Mike Sisler, and then we had other people in the company who started going on trips. And so it just kind of started to expand from that, where we got a lot of the employees engaged and helped out with marketing and the branding of Big City Mountaineers, especially with the outdoor industry, where I had a lot of contacts. I've been in the business now 41 years and was kind of with the outdoor industry when it really first started becoming industry in the latter 60s and early 70s. So I was able to engage a lot of my cohorts, in a lot of cases competitors, were a good friendly industry and got them involved in Big City Mountaineers, both either through product or financial, and also being volunteers for trips. You know, there's always a common pattern that I've found interesting over the years. I've done both backpacking and boundary waters, and I think that first day there's real concern they're going to be eaten by a bear. And second concern is, you know, they're not really sure they really want to do this. And then each day, you know, you see them evolve. And it's, I think, one of the trips in the boundary waters is myself and Jeff Weedman and a guy from the military. He was a helicopter pilot. And then Christian, who's kind of an outdoorsman with, although he's fairly young, he has an amazing amount of outdoor experience. And teaching the kids, you know, to catch fish was just, you know, quite the array of excitement and interest and sense of accomplishment. And kind of a second tier to that, it's interesting, from the fishing aspect, we were up in northern Colorado and went into the Holy Cross area. And the one day when we reached the lake, there'd be a rest day, and we had a team member along, Jim Williams, who was director of the Oregon University bookstore, and Jim was a real avid fly fisherman and would go out and teach the kids fly fishing and catch and release. And this one kid got so into it that when he got back home, we helped him with some gear, and that became one of his lifelong, sports hobbies still today. And he's one of the individuals that I kept in touch with. And that trip must have been a good 8-9 years ago. So it's interesting how some of these, experiences from the fishing really create a spark within these young individuals. A lot of them obviously come from broken homes and backgrounds where really nobody's cared about them. And a lot of them have grown up on cement their whole life. So to watch the involvement over 7-8 days of working together as a team, learning new experiences, realizing that there's somebody there because they do want to make a difference, and they do care about you, and they're spending time talking to you and working with you, and seeing that involvement from, throughout the week to the end, where they've really bonded as a team and bonded with the adults who volunteer to go on the trip is a great thing that just is kind of magical in a sense, and it does help turn their lives around in a positive manner. And not every case is going to be 100%, but there's many cases that I'm aware of it did make a difference for that young individual. But I think DCM's got a good foundation. It's got a great program. There's been over the years, obviously, a lot of things that have learned and have tweaked the program to be what it is today. And so growing more trips, I think ideally would be my vision, and, getting more kids out there and helping turn their lives around. So growing Big City Mountaineers in a very quality manner, not just to be doing trips to be doing trips, but where we maintain the quality that we have today and the care to safety and all those issues, which makes BCM, the wonderful program that it is. I lecture at a lot of colleges throughout the year. I have BCM in my slideshow, so I'm always encouraging, people to take a look at volunteering and contributing in whatever manner, they can. And so I'm fortunate enough to be able to go out there on behalf of JanSport, but we can, pitch and promote BCM. And it's just one of those non-profits. It's a really great way to give back and help make that difference.